This is Regionally Speaking on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Chris Nolte.
Drug overdoses and alcohol consumption are continuing to be a big problem all around the country during the COVID-19 global pandemic. And here in Northwest Indiana in particular, there are some concerns for Lake County young people, teens, and children. And luckily, the organization called Geminis Corporation, which is Northern Indiana's largest nonprofit administrative service organization, is getting some federal help to help be able to work with young people, offering up some effective prevention practices that could possibly delay or even reduce the amount of misuse of substances. The money is coming from the federal government, and to tell us more about this grant and about the problem in the program itself, we have Amanda Morrison, who is with Geminis Corporation. And Amanda, thank you for joining us on Regionally Speaking today.
Chris, thank you for having me.
Well, take a moment, if you will, first. Tell us first about the problem that substance abuse can have, and misuse for that matter, can have for young people, and especially during the pandemic.
Well, we're seeing a big rise in substance use, especially during the pandemic, especially with kids not being in school, not having that school environment, not having those teachers, those counselors around them to support them. They're being isolated right now, and which can all is the risk factors in increasing substance use in our youth. So they need those, those strong support systems around them, and that's what this grant is really going to provide for our county and our youth and young adults.
Now, we should mention that this grant of $300,000 that's coming to the Geminis Corporation is coming from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Tell us a little bit about the agency and their overall work and why they are helping Geminis Corporation out in particular.
Well, SAMHSA is a good support system federally for many agencies across the nation. They provide support with treatment, with prevention, with recovery, everything like that. And they provide wonderful grants for many organizations that work to do this work across the country, especially in prevention. I know we talk about treatment a lot, but prevention is so important to get young adults and youth to not start the problematic behavior, and which can go to treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a wonderful organization that they provide training, they provide resources, and these grants that are great to our organization.
I understand that the grant is called the Partnerships for Success, and it's a very, very competitive process. And I understand Geminis was very lucky to be able to get one. In fact, I think there's one of only two such organizations in the entire state of Indiana that's going to have one.
Correct. And we are so excited because, you know, what it's going to give us is it's going to give us the ability to strengthen our prevention capacity and the infrastructure at our community level with our partner organizations and our schools, and it's really going to give us that leg up that we need in regards to prevention.
Tell us, Amanda, a little more about the partner organizations, as well as the other groups that help Geminis Corporation out in the overall mission, and in particular with this particular mission that the grant will be able to cover.
So we partner with many community-based organizations like the Boys and Girls Club, many of our school corporations across the county,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of community-level, community-based healthcare providers, a lot of our government entities, our police departments. We have really strong partnerships with them, and, you know, we just do over the, because this is a five-year grant. We were awarded for 5 years. So we really look to increase that capacity, increase that infrastructure, and make this a long-term prevention model for our county.
Now, have you and your colleagues there at the Geminis Corporation had a chance, of course, in putting together the paperwork to go apply for the grant, and now that you have it, do you have a plan of action together? Is it part of the overall mission that you're able to put all of this together, or are there any particular points that you want to focus on now that you have this very special Partnerships for Success grant?
Well, right now we are in the beginning stages. The grant actually does not start until August 31st. So, you know, we're just really getting on board the behind the scenes. Our coordinator, just putting that plan into action, and just we're at the beginning steps right now.
What would you say that if somebody had found out about not only about Geminis Corporation and learned about the services, about the help that it offers, especially to Lake County children and teens, What would you say that the services that this particular grant, as you set it up in the program overall, is going to be able to help detect problems and particularly help resolve problems that might, in some points, end up to substance misuse or abuse?
So one of our big points on this program is we're going to be able to implement evidence-based practices. And these are very important because they are built on research and they are done over cross settings. So we are going to be able to implement those in our schools, in our community organizations. So that's one of the big things is just getting those programs implemented in our schools and community-based settings. And then we'll also have some a positive cultural framework, which was something that we added in there, and then really getting to the issue of alcohol and underage drinking and, you know, getting training out there to parents and community members and schools and teachers and things like that.
What kind of reaction have you gotten from not only your colleagues, but also from your partners outside the wall, so to speak, of the Geminis Corporation, about being able to receive this $300,000 grant to be able to expand this program so widely?
People are very welcoming to it, and they're very happy that we received this because they know that we have a great prevention infrastructure in place, but they know that we can build upon this, and mm-hmm. we can bring in more partners to really help with our mission and the future for our youth and young adults.
Now, Amanda, if anyone's interested finding out more, those family members or friends that need help, where can they contact Geminis Corporation and in turn be able to get plugged into this program as you develop it over the next few months?
So they can always email me at amanda.morrison@geminis.org. And they can call me at 219-757-1835 to receive more information and to get involved.
We're talking with Amanda Morrison. She is the program manager with Geminis Corporation here in Lake County. It's a community-based healthcare organization that provides assistance to agencies, to partners, and to school systems, among other organizations. In this case, they have a $300,000 federal grant that is going to go toward programming that will help equip Lake County children and teens with the right kind of prevention practices to be able to reduce or delay substance abuse. This next story comes to you from the Welcome Project at Valparaiso University. The Welcome Project collects first-person stories and pairs these with intentional conversations to help forge stronger ties within and across our communities.
I am the first female Saudi pilot, officially. To be a pilot, you have like just to have a high school certificate. Then you apply in academy or aviation college to get a license. There is like many different licenses, private pilot license, and then commercial instrument, which allow you to work and get paid for what you're doing as a job. The processing, there is like a theory section. You have to pass it before doing the practical training. That would take, the average is about 18 months to do everything. The first thing I had to do that to get a permission from the government to do it, but they said, like, we cannot say no, but we cannot say yes as well, because we cannot guarantee a job for her, and we cannot give her a scholarship for sure, because she's a pilot, and we don't support this. They said to my dad, if you want, you pay everything for her, we're not getting involved. At that time, we don't have academy for pilot training in Saudi Arabia. Even if we do have, they would not let me in because I'm a female, because it's only for men. I had to go to Jordan to do my training because I couldn't do it in Saudi Arabia anyhow. In Jordan, they were so very, very supporting. I cannot forget how they were cooperated with me as a female from Saudi Arabia from the first day I arrived to school. They used to have even female instructors. This is the first thing convinced me that I can do it, because they have a female instructors. When I applied first at the academy in Jordan, I didn't know that I was the first. The manager and the instructors in the school, they told me that you are the first because there's like no other female pilot in Saudi Arabia registered in any other countries. Maybe they have a private pilot license, they do it for fun, but there is no female pilot have a commercial license. So you would be the first. I was like, okay, this is like exciting, I want to do it. I have to say, I have to admit that I wanted the title so badly. Like, I want to do it. I want to get the title to be the first. It's something different. But afterward, it just like feels, oh my God, what trouble I put myself in. It's a huge responsibility. It's like no way to give up at any point, because if I would give up at some point, no other female in Saudi Arabia would be a pilot ever. Especially when the media started like the press saying that there is a female pilot in Saudi Arabia and she is the first and she broke all the walls. She's like challenging her society and this is like, I don't want to be in trouble with my country, but I'm doing it for myself. I'm not asking for something in my country. At the first, I wanted just like to get a license, picture with my uniform and give it to my dad, put it in his office, saying to people that my daughter know how to fly. This is the only thing at the beginning. And then when I started actually training and I knew that I was the first female pilot, I said to my dad, Dad, I want this as my career. This is my job forever. I want to work as a commercial pilot. Would you let me do that? He's like, I was dreaming to see you a commercial pilot, but I don't want to put this load on you. But if you want to do it, I'm behind you. The journey started from then that I had to finish. I have to succeed. I have to approve to the country that I'm able to do what man can do.
You can find more regional stories at welcomeproject.valpo.edu.
This is Regionally Speaking on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Chris Nolte. The Food Bank of Northwest Indiana is teaming up with Jewel Osco stores here in the region to be able to put together a gangbuster of a Hunger Action Month. And we have with us to talk about it, we have Allison Vau, who is the Vice President for Development and Communications with the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana, and Mary Frances Trucco, who is a spokesperson for the Jewel Osco stores here in the region. And ladies, thank you very much for being with us on the show today.
Thanks for having
Thank
me.
Thank you.
Well, I'll let you start things off, Allison. Fill us in on the importance of Hunger Action Month, which is now underway here in Northwest Indiana.
Sure. We are extremely excited about Hunger Action Month. It's the one month during the year where there's a national focus on the hunger crisis nationally and especially locally for us. It gives us an opportunity to create awareness, help people understand the seriousness of hunger, how people are affected, and also to provide some really practical, simple steps for people to engage, to help. It doesn't take a lot to make a difference in the life of someone struggling with hunger. And so our Hunger Action Month campaign with Jewel as a sponsor is just that. It's an opportunity to make a difference one action at a time. And we have several initiatives planned. You can vote. There's legislation right now that allows you to make a difference in hunger legislation or food related legislation. Mm-hmm. You can participate in an event, several different things that people can do just to make a difference in this hunger space. So,
Mary Frances, I know that Jewel Osco is the official sponsor for Hunger Action Month, and you have been working very closely with the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana for several months now, and certainly since the pandemic really hit hard, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yes. So, and Jewel Osco is a proud sponsor of Hunger Action Month for the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana. We've had a long-time partnership with the organization. We're extremely proud of it. But since March, when the pandemic hit, we began this COVID-19 community relief campaign at the registers. And, you know, the point is we saw a need out there, the hunger out there with people, you know, losing their jobs and having more people having to go to food banks to get their means. And so, thanks to our customers, since March, we have raised more than $4 million at the register through this campaign, and the money has all gone local, which is the best part of it. So mm-hmm. We have several food banks that it has gone to, as well as the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana. We've got four Jewel Osco locations in Northwest Indiana. So our customers have been outstanding in donating at the register for this. And as you mentioned, you know, as we start September 1st here, we're also participating in the Nourishing Neighbors Breakfast for Kids program, which is also at the register. You know, customers can donate $1, $3, or $5 at the register, and that money goes towards food banks, including the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana, that will help, you know, help, it helps stay local, as I said. It helps the food banks. It helps support emergency meal distribution and also supports senior centers.
Do you find that the folks at shopping at Jewel Osco find that helping out at the registers when they come to check out is about the best way to be able to show their support?
Oh, absolutely. Our customers are the reasons that we have raised so much money at for the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana, as well as several other food banks in the Chicagoland area. Our customers are outstanding. As I said, we've raised more than $4 million at the register since March. And as we head into September, starting today through the end of the month, we now have this Nourishing Neighbors breakfast campaign that we're running, which, again, will also help out the food banks as well as, you know, emergency relief for meals. So our customers are the best customers. And the best part, Chris, I can't stress enough, is all of the money that they're raising at the registers is going locally, is remaining local, which is important.
Allison, tell us a little bit about some of the initiatives that are going to be underway during Hunger Action Month that is going to get more people involved. They have been helping out a lot so far, but even more so to help deal with the problems of making sure that folks that need the help the most get the food help they need the most.
Absolutely. You can find out all of the information at foodbanknwi.org/Hunger Action Month. Included in the initiatives are a variety. We have a Hunger Action Match. We are hosting a Pack to Give Back event where corporate teams can come visit the food bank and pack, sort senior boxes, and some other things. Because of social distancing and COVID precautions, that's going to be an outside event. But we want to keep the engagement going. We also have this Saturday, Ride the Region, which is a charity motorcycle ride, 80 miles throughout our service area, which is Lake and Border Counties, and bikers are going to, you know, help engage with the mission and also have a really good time. We also are hosting a hunger hike on September 19th. That is going to be held at Living Hope Church, where it's a walk-bike-run, 2K. We kind of transitioned it from Hidden Lake to Living Hope Church just because of local restrictions, but it's going to be a socially distanced, really wonderful event. Two other really relevant things, because it is Hunger Action Month, is that we're hosting these mega mobile market distributions, one in Lake County and one in Porter County. The Lake County is September 12th. At 10 a.m. and the Porter County one is September 26th at 8 a.m. Through both of these mega mobile market distributions, they're called mega. We're increasing the amount of food and produce, groceries that we're going to distribute, and we're distributing to more families than normally. 1,000 families at minimum total between the two mobile market distributions. We have a lot of, we're also hosting a voter registration drive. This is a really significant election year, and so at a couple of the mega mobile market distributions, we are hosting voter registration drive.
Mary Frances, can you tell us if Jewel Osco has had to do an opportunity to do events along this line to show support for people fighting food insecurity in the region before? Has this all come about as pretty much because of the coronavirus pandemic?
We've always had at the registers in September Hunger Action Month, which is now called the Nourishing Neighbors Breakfast for Kids program. But we've had that for years. We've been raising money for years. We've also been donating tens of millions of pounds of food to food banks in the Chicagoland area, including the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana, annually. So, but the COVID register campaign, yes, came about as a result the latter part of March because we saw the need out there. We saw what the food banks were dealing with, and it's a good opportunity to keep the dollars local and help the local food banks. And again, our customers, we love our customers. They're the reason we've been so successful with this campaign, raising more than $4 million.
Now, is there a place on the on Jewel Osco's website that tells more about this to remind people to be sure to participate and about the events that are coming up?
Yes, jewelosco.com.
And, Allison, I know this is all going to be, if it hasn't already been set up, it definitely will be in great detail on the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana website.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Allison Vo, who is the Vice President of Development and Communications for the Food Bank of Northwest Indiana. And with her, we have Mary Frances Trucco, who is with the Jewel Osco organization, all talking about the events that are happening connected with Hunger Action Month here in Northwest Indiana and across Northwest Indiana and the region as well. And ladies, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for Regionally Speaking for today. I'm Chris Nolte. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you'll join us tomorrow.